Coffee today.
Say It Ain't So, Harry Reid was overheard saying, the Senate's majority leader, that Kennedy's death is going to help us. And public option. Now Obama's saying, no public option, I'll explain. In the meantime, the swine flu, the president also pushing for people to line up and get the shot to try to squelch the possible outbreaking of the H1N1 virus, since we are dipping our toe into the fall, as after all, we have turned the page on September 1st. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, happy as always to be the captain of the ship known as America tonight. And we're going to sail into some pretty interesting waters on this version of the show. Right at the top, though, we have to reach out to our friends in California. Boy, California, the golden state, right in the city of angels, Los Angeles, on fire. That fire, not even halfway contained at this point. The firefighters are gaining some ground. That's the good news. But I heard some descriptions today where there was just smoke billowing still all over the place. Noxious, terrible, foul air. You've had so many people who have lost their homes, like 60 homes have gone up, 6,000 people evacuated. Here's what the fire chief at one point of the day had to say in Los Angeles, and also the governor of the state, Schwarzenegger.
That fire is growing by the moment, and there are 10,000 residences threatened by that fire, and we're very, very concerned about that fire.
So many times we see people stay behind, and they try to be a little bit overly courageous, and then they get into deep trouble and get burned and get injured because of that. So listen to it.
All right. So once again, it's what I said in a previous show. How many of you have been in a situation where you're told to evacuate, whether it's a hurricane, a flood, fires, etc., and you just, you know, you're not doing it. It's your house. You put every nickel you have into it. You want to stay. You want to try to somehow think that you can be a hero and stave off the fire when the professionals are struggling. So it's a stupid thing to do, but, you know, it's tough to leave a place that you're planted, you're rooted there. I even saw a sad story tonight on the evening news of a woman and her husband who got this foreclosed house, and they saved all their money up. You know, they had been in this thing 3 days, and it went up like that, up in flames. They were so excited because they thought they were going to hike all through the mountains. That was going to be their backyard. They were on an acre. They got this money together. Like I said, they had saved for a long time. And lo and behold, the foreclosure is theirs, only to let it slip through their fingers, not by their own fault, but because of, I guess, Mother Nature this time, that they don't know the cause at this point. Remember last time it was the drug cartels folks that went screaming off into the hills somewhere, and that was scary enough. And now here's this other fire, and they're not pinning it on that at this point, but not really sure how it all started. And a couple different fires have bubbled up. That's what's happened. A lot of it, I think, has to do with the weather. It's been so dry. Then you have the Santa Ana winds, and it's just ripe for something like that to happen. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk to a woman who's an expert about, you know, properties and what they're worth, and what do you do when you're in this situation, your home goes up like that, and now suddenly you're left without. We'll chat with her in California about the fires, what it's been like, and also solutions if you find yourself anywhere in this great country, sadly, in that same situation. All right, here's the big news, I think, on the day. You never know what's going to come out of the swamp, do you? Of course, Washington, D.C. Because there is so much push, pull, and anger, flat-out anger at these town hall meetings. The president now finally is coming up with his own version of health care reform, right? Supposedly. And his strategy to help the Democrats bounce back from a horrible August for that party where they were just shellacked right and left. What the president is going to do in his health care deal, supposedly, is to say no more public option. But didn't we just hear maybe 2 weeks ago that that wasn't off the table? Wasn't Kathleen Sebelius trotted out to say, oh, no, 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 we haven't really said that we're, you know, pulling away from that idea. Instead, now the latest thing is, the buzz on the Hill, if you will, is that Obama's considering detailing, oh, imagine that, the health care demands in a big speech probably next week. So that means prime time. Better get it done before the football season kicks off, and don't do it on a football night. That's just my hint from the chief seats, okay? So Congress returns next week after the August break. The House has said that they'll demand the public insurance option. Obama is now saying the same thing. He has no plans, not the same thing, that he is not going to do the same thing. He has no plans to insist on it. So this is a very different from what we heard a few weeks ago. It's a different approach. One of his advisors, David Axelrod, said to, I think, Politico or somebody, that it's time to get it done. We think we can do it. We're in a different phase, whatever that means. So we're going to approach it completely different. The president is going to be really active in this. Of course he's going to be active in this. He wants four more years. The people around him want four more years. And Obama's popularity is getting thrashed. He's in the 40s now, if you look at these polls. He's not poised at this point. Yes, it's early in his administration, but he's not poised to get that big bounce back over this health care reform, right? So let's see what this speech yields next week sometime. And then also, if there's anything mentioned about Afghanistan, you have the general, the guy on the ground saying, you know, give us a strategy. So I think coming back from the break, everything that Obama says next week is going to be about strategy, whether it's health care, whether it's Afghanistan, whatever it is. So does this make you feel better about the possibility of a compromise that you might like from your government on health care reform? Or hell no, it's the same old nonsense out of Washington. You can throw in your 2 cents at 800-259-5791. Again, the number is 800-259-5791. You know my thoughts about government versus no government interference. I'll say it again in case you've never heard this show and you're saying, who is this woman? What is she talking about? What is America tonight? And I think the problem is the insurance, the insurance, the insurance, the insurance. So reform the insurance. Knock that down. Get that together. Worry about the rates. Keep the doctors in the game so that we don't end up like our friends to the north in Canada or the people in England who find themselves, unless they have a Cadillac insurance, the extra coverage, which I've checked on this now several times, unless they find themselves in that situation, you're not getting great coverage. And you're getting denied coverage, in fact, if you don't have the money to pay for the treatment. So all the fairy tales that we've heard about people who get this great health care coverage everywhere else, it's exactly that. It's just fairy tales. Stay with us. Much more to come here on ATN.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives, invested conservatively, were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk to today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon it'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight. Detoxify and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
All right, coming up once again in another 15 minutes, we're going to talk to a former L.A. County assessor about what's happening in Los Angeles with these houses. A lot of them, 60 gone, but it looks like a lot more are threatened. Over 6,000 people evacuated, at least those that would leave, because Schwarzenegger is stepping on their necks. Get out when they say evacuate. So Valerie Faltis will hop on the air with us in another 20 minutes. We'll get the idea of what actually it's been like in L.A. I heard it's been terrible. Traffic already is bad there, but now it's been worse because of people panicked and worried about where the fire is going to be and all that sort of stuff. And as they should be, because, you know, you got kids and you're rushing them off to school. You have certain routes that you go, et cetera. And, you know, if you're in an older city or if you're in a town or you're out somewhere in the country, you know this. You know the shortcuts, and there might be a couple of different roads and ways to go. But really in California, you're kind of – that's why there's so much gridlock. It wasn't designed for the amount of people that they have, and there isn't really public transportation to speak of. So you get that fire, jump in the 101, and it's disastrous. And you're seeing over the Hollywood sign in the last couple of days, a lot of that smoke is billowing over because it's traveling from the various areas where – where the fires have bubbled up, because remember, it's not just one fire. It's a couple that have started up and kind of joined in. So they're chopping those, they call them chopping the line. Some of these firefighters, these professional firefighters that are going out there. And I mentioned this already, sadly, two firefighters lost in this thing. So pretty awful. I mentioned at the top the swine flu and this idea of whether or not you take the shot. The shot that has barely been tested, the shot that's not even really available. So we know that the swine flu, we'll call it an epidemic, emerged in April, right? And you had 1 million Americans that that got the swine flu, and this global H1N1 killed about 500 people. More than 2,000, and that's 500 in the United States, more than 2,000 people have died worldwide. Okay, so I know it's bad when anyone dies from the flu, but I've talked to a bunch of different doctors about that. We've talked to them, as you know, if you've listened at any different point to this show, we've had doctors on to talk about it, and there are other strains of flu that have killed more people than that. Not to say that you wouldn't be concerned, especially if you have a kid in school. So here's what the latest is. The president is pushing to take Americans to take steps to prevent them getting this flu, right? And the government is preparing for the possible outbreak of it. And he's also asking businesses and families to prepare a plan of action. Almost like when I was a kid and my dad had a fire drill. Here's the map. You're three. You go out this window, you duck, you stay low. And we all had the map. We all knew. So he's proposing that you have the map to what's going to happen. So so-and-so gets sick. We have a phone chain. We go through the list and we close the business down. We work from home. We have our kids home from school. We know the assignments, you know, whatever it is, just as a precaution. But here's the part that is scary, and I know some of you have called this show, and you know that I'm not a doom and gloom person, and I hate to even give a little bit of a slither of an opening to invite all of you to pummel me with this. But when he says all these things, don't be alarmed, be prepared for the flu. Okay, right? Let's be prepared. I got it, like the Boy Scouts, be prepared. But also saying the local authorities. So what does that mean? Does that mean if the school down the street from me, half a mile, there's an outbreak, I get a knock on the door, and they put yellow tape over my door, and suddenly I feel like I'm in that Dustin Hoffman movie where I've been quarantined? Now, that seems like a slight exaggeration, right? But what does it mean, the local authorities? What possibly could they do to get what we're going to have such a bad outbreak that you've got to separate people? We already know, and this has been said, that there are people that are more vulnerable to this. The children, of course, because of the disease that they spread anyway when they're in school. Pregnant women, because you have to be worried when somebody's pregnant. People that have health problems, that's a give me rather. Asthma, diabetes, heart disease. Yes, we know that. We know that the susceptibility to anyone, to anything in those situations, right? It's just that one little line. You know, we have seasonal flu. We have seasonal outbreaks. People get sick. It spreads like wildfire in offices. Has that ever happened to anybody listening to me? You know, the guy down the hall from me starts to cough. And he never thought of putting his hand up. Why do that? When he started to cough, and suddenly everybody's dropping like flies. People are getting sore throats. They're getting sick. Oh, my gosh, they have the flu. There are so many different strains of the flu. So here's the scoop. New York seems to have been hit the hardest. Okay? So the New York schools are offering free vaccines to kids in the schools there. So most get this thing. It's not even a injection. It's a nasal spray that you use. So they don't want to become the epicenter. Bloomberg doesn't want New York to be the test case. Doesn't want that to be ground zero for this, if you will. So now they're allowing these vaccinations in these school buildings, and they think, or they're saying they're going to, when it becomes available. Because remember, this is the tip of September, the beginning of September. Not even available until mid-October. So this is like throwing darts at a dartboard. We don't know how big it's going to be, how much bigger it could be in large cities versus smaller rural areas or suburban areas. And, you know, you got California, Ohio, Massachusetts, and they plan for the flu anyway. But how about this? You got Boston and Dallas who have said, no, we don't want the school vaccinations. Because what they're asking, what the schools are asking is, how do you implement this? The state health departments have to worry about this, right? So in Dallas, they said no. And in Boston, they said no, because if the parents want their kids to get it, they'll go to their family doctor, period. And we know that what happened in New York is you had that virus that whipped through that, especially that one high school. Remember the private high school in Queens? And that's where so many people got sick. You had like 1 million people that were sick there. That's where you had most of the problems. So, of course, New Yorkers are concerned. It's a different situation. And now you have the president urging that the swine flu vaccinations are going to be voluntary. The government will put this in parentheses, strongly recommend that people get them. And like I said, following that up with, I don't want anyone to be alarmed, but I want you to be prepared. Well, what are you telling us? Strongly get this because you think we're all going to get the swine flu, or we better line up to get the vaccination because what if it becomes an epidemic and you haven't been vaccinated? It's sort of, you know, telling you one thing on one side of the mouth and telling you another thing, because we saw those juicy big headlines last week that said 50% of Americans could be infected. Infected. Now, is that yellow journalism or is that dead on right? Those numbers were released from a study, right? And to try to predict what was going to happen. So this is the question. We've talked about this before, my friends. Now your president has said today to the nation, I strongly recommend that you get them. Do you strongly feel that you need to get a vaccination, or that missed would count as a vaccination, for the H1N1? If you have access to it, if you work somewhere and somehow it's available, would you go and get the vaccine? Would you call up your family doctor, make an appointment, pay whatever the copay is, because you'd have to pay that, pay the copay, go in and get the vaccine if it's available? I've done some digging. The vaccine will be available, for example, in Dallas, but you would go to your doctor to get it, not in the schools, because the schools have rejected that. They want the parents to decide whether or not they want their kid lining up and getting the so-called protection. I don't know. Something to think about. If you don't get it, will you feel unprotected, or will you feel like you're safe? Oh, my. I told you, rough waters, and we're not even halfway home yet. Coming up next, Valerie Faltis. We're going to talk about those horrible fires, of course, in Los Angeles. Hang through.
Flame, the scent of seduction with a hint of flame broiled meat.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
Well, they say the fire is now 22% contained, but I worry for my friends in Los Angeles every time I see any of the video coming out of there. And as I already expressed, we feel terrible for the families of the two firefighters, certainly, who lost their lives. I mean, those guys are on those lines, and they're there countless, countless hours, hardly getting a chance to even take a break for any kind of rest or sleep because they're trying to really push these lines back and save as many people and homes and areas as they can. So joining us now here on America Tonight, we've had her on before. She's terrific. She used to be an official with the Los Angeles County Assessor's Office, and she's got a great book out that I think could help many of you in a lot of different areas when it comes to tax breaks, et cetera, things that you might not know. She's the author of The Property Tax Little Black Book. Valerie, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kate, for having me on again.
You know, first of all, let's ask about you. How close are you to the fires that we've been seeing first from a couple of weeks ago to now these new ones?
I'm just actually a few miles away. I woke up this morning with my car covered in ash, and it's, you know, walking outside, the air is thick, and it looks like it's overcast. However, it's really just smoke. And so being outside for any length of time is pretty unbearable just because the air is so awful.
Yeah. I have a friend in, I've told you about her before, a friend in Westlake Village, and she told me kind of the same thing, depending on where you're going, that you can see it really from all over the 101, too.
Yeah, actually, I was sitting with a friend of mine a couple of nights ago. We were sitting in his back patio just watching the fires on the hill because they were just about a mile above where he is.
Mm. So scary.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Yeah, and so being that close, what in your head do you have something prepared? I mean, do you have a bag prepared just in case that it comes closer to you?
For me, it's more of a mental preparation because it's not going to be that close to me. It's more in the foothills and the mountains, and so I'm just below the mountains. However, I know exactly what I'd grab if I needed to evacuate.
Yeah, so good for you. That's so key. You know, that's so key. So many people don't realize this. When I was a kid, my mother told me I could barely remember it, but for a brief period, we lived in Kalamazoo, and she grew up in the East. She said people would tell her about, you have to be able to evacuate if the snow comes up to the rooftop, because it really does. So she had an emergency bag packed with a big shovel in case we had to shovel our way out the door. But, you know, people just don't think about that. Now, you're a Californian, so you know when you live in California, as when I did, the thing that I was prepared for in case there was an earthquake, I had, like, water and stuff in the back of my car. Do you have that?
Right. I actually do, and I keep a pair of emergency shoes in my car, because you know what, swimming, we're always in high heels, and if there's ever a reason to have to walk somewhere, I always keep a pair in my trunk, and so you just never know, and a little tiny first aid kit. So,
yeah, I do the same thing.
One of those things.
Yeah, it's funny, because like in the movies, you always see the gorgeous woman with the high heels, and somehow she's running 100 miles an hour, and she doesn't, you know, there's something, you know, it's like Towering Inferno. She survives, but everybody else doesn't.
Right.
It's crazy, so that's good. That's good advice for any of the women listening out there. All right, so this was your line of work when you, if somebody, now we have like 60 homes at least burnt to the ground as a result of this. So if that happens to you, what do you need to walk into the assessor's office with to get that disaster relief that they're already talking about on your assessment?
Yeah, it's called disaster relief or misfortune and calamity. It's pretty simple. I would say pictures. Definitely get pictures before any cleanup, before anything happens. Get pictures of your property, whether it's just landscaping or if it's just the patio, or if it's a partial burn or if it's the entire house, get pictures. And then if you have pictures from before, bring those in also. You know, if you had pictures, you know, family pictures you took in front of your home, take those in. And also, I would also, and you can estimate the damage. So on the application, there's usually a spot where you estimate how much there was. If you think it was your entire house, it will usually be at least $100,000. And if you have the insurance, usually insurance is pretty quick about getting those forms done. And so if the insurance adjustment claim can be filed along with it, that'd be perfect, because that gives them a dollar amount and they'll just take that right off until you repair it. So if it takes 2 years or 3 years or 5 years, you'll get that break because your house isn't there or it's not usable or, you know, whatever's going on. So you get the break in your property taxes.
Yeah, no kidding. And that goes for people listening to us, because we have people all over the country, of course, people that suffer through tornadoes, hurricanes, and maybe even floods, I guess, right?
Absolutely. Any kind of disaster, whether it's an earthquake or a mudslide, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. If it has caused damage to your property, which will, of course, affect the market value, then you're entitled to a reduction. And usually it needs to be something, I mean, it's got to be more than $10,000, because then otherwise it's not going to make a difference in terms of what you actually pay anyway. So, however, if you've got some kind of damage or something wrong on your property that lowers its value, you are fully entitled to a reduction.
Yeah, it's interesting saying that you're entitled to that whatever's going on with the property. What about things that happened to the property previous to the natural disaster? Would that be included? Could you take that into account as well?
I would say that would depend on the case. I don't want to say it's an absolute yes. It really depends. I've seen cases where, for example, someone hired a shoddy contractor, and the contractor was supposed to build, for example, a family room, and that contractor screwed up the construction so badly, and then you end up tied up in litigation with the contractor, and it doesn't get finished, you are entitled to either a break or possibly, you know, depends on your situation. However, if there's something on your property that's damaged, and that will reduce your market value, you will accordingly lower your property taxes. Because when your market value is lower, your property taxes are lower.
Yeah, we talked about that last time with the economy, and this would go for lots of people listening to us. And I guarantee, Valerie, there are so many people listening that could still take advantage of this, and they have no idea about this. They're not even thinking about it, that would be a way to help them through the recession. Because after all, the property has gone down tremendously in value, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm actually offering a discount for your listeners, Kate. I'm giving them a 10% discount on the Little Black Book, which talks about the disaster relief and, of course, how to get a break with the market value today. So,
okay, so what do they
just use?
What do they need to do?
They just need to use the coupon code, and it's actually just Kate, K-A-T-E. And they get a 10% discount on the Little Black Book.
All right, then we'll throw that out to make sure everybody has got that. Have you ever had to go through, have you gone through any of these natural disasters? I mean, you're watching the fires and you don't think it's going to hit you, but have you ever had to go through anything like a hurricane? Well, I guess not hurricane, mudslide or earthquake or any of that kind of stuff?
Earthquakes, yes, actually. And where I live now, the chimney that's attached to the house actually detached during an earthquake. And to have it the only thing they can do is rebuild it, which would cost upwards of $30,000. So basically right now the chimney at my house is not attached to the house. and that wouldn't really entitle this house to a reduction. However, it's kind of funny some of the things that happen with earthquakes. However, where I live is a little bit flat, so usually the fires are in the foothills, which is just a few miles above. So we're affected by it in terms of air quality. However, not so much in terms of, you know, actual, you know, my house is going to burn down. I better, you know, run and grab my stuff.
Yeah. Is this what everybody in California, I heard this is what everybody's talking about. They're not talking about health care reform, all the other things that people are talking about right now because the focus is so much on the fires. That's pretty much true, right?
Pretty much. I mean, it's all about the fires. And even driving on any major freeway, it's all you can see. Just the smoke is so thick, and you can see the fires blazing on the mountains. So it's hard to – and everyone I know is affected. I have a handful of people that live up in those areas, and so it's a little scary. I've been on call, actually, if anyone needed to be evacuated, I was going to, you know, rush up and help as much as I could.
Yeah, we know that Governor Schwarzenegger is pushing people because a lot of people – and I understand that. They finally have this dream home where they've, you know, scrimped together all this money, saved and everything else, and they want to stay for the very last second to see if their house goes up and if they can do anything to help. I mean, it sounds so crazy, but I understand that. I mean, I lived in California, and I helped people evacuate in Santa Barbara. I was so scared for them because they had animals, and they were waiting till the last second to get out of there. So it is dicey, though, because you know that in the foothills, for people listening, it goes up, as I keep trying to describe to everybody, with those Santa Ana winds and stuff. And just the conditions, really more it's about the dry conditions. It makes everything so highly flammable, and it's just like fuel to the fire right in the foothills.
Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad. And it's scary, actually, how close people come, because I often know that people will stand outside with hoses in their yards to prevent the fires from getting onto their property. And it can be effective to, of course, get your, you know, the sort of the brush wet. I mean, if you got a raging fire coming towards your house, I would pack up and move and leave.
Yeah, I agree. I think another good thing to tell people is, because you're talking about getting all your papers together and insurance and stuff, is this is a good reminder for anybody listening. I think it's good to have a fireproof little safe, something that you can put your insurance stuff in and your passports or whatever.
Absolutely. All those important documents that would just be a nightmare to replace. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, then you don't have to worry about that. At least that's one step anyway. All right, Valerie, if people want to get a copy of the Property Tax Little Black Book, how do they do that?
They go to propertytaxlady.com and enter the coupon code KATE, K-A-T-E, for the 10% discount.
Property Tax Lady. That's a good moniker. Do your friends call you that?
Sometimes, actually.
Listen, I love nicknames. I understand all about it. All right, Valerie, stay safe out there, and thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great night, Kate.
You too. Valerie Faltus, again, a former official with the L.A. County Assessor's Office and the author of that book that she's mentioning, Property Tax Little Black Book. It's a great book, as somebody who now has taken advantage of it, because it doesn't matter where you're living, you're probably, especially with the recession, leaving some money on the table. While you're trying to scrape it together, you can actually get a reduction on those property taxes. Take advantage of that. So go to propertytaxlady.com and check it out. On the flip side, odds and ends, what else is happening across America? We're going to tell you.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a one-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
All right, just to re-rack for all of you who tuned in right now to America Tonight. Hi, my name's Kate Delaney, if you've never heard the show before. Going on, the swine flu vaccinations free in New York City to the school kids. In Boston and in Dallas, they said, no, thank you, we don't want them. We're not going to give them to the kids in our schools. If they want to take, the parents want to take their kids to doctors, they can certainly do that. Also, we talked about the fact that now, supposedly, Obama next week is going to give a big speech to the nation, yet another one in prime time, this one focusing on health care reform and the new strategy, whatever that is, not going to include the public option. In the House, the Democrats say they want no parts of legislation that doesn't include a public option, because why have health care reform if you don't give the health care to the people? There is outrage across the nation over the way the politicians are handling this and other issues that are crippling the country. So much so, and we talked about it on a previous show, that 75% of Americans would rather see somebody else in Congress than the people that they have there now. Ooh, 2010 is going to be quite interesting. And with the president's approval ratings pretty low, there are whispers that it will only be four, and Obama won't get another four. Do you think that's true? If Obama has the rhetoric and the love of so many people that elected him, many of them moderate, do you think they will go away and turn their back on Obama based on what we've seen in these first 8 months? As I said, we were going to take you around the nation to tell you what was going on. This is an NFL interesting note. We are now in the preseason, but we're getting close to the regular season. It's a quick programming note to all of you. On this show, on our Thursday night show, one of the hours is dedicated to, and we talk about other things too, weave things in and out in the conversation, but we do a thing called Nail the Score. So I pick the game of the week. You don't have to know anything about football. You could hate football. It's like playing the lottery. And you just tell us what you think the final score of the game will be. For instance, if I say the Giants and the Eagles, I think that's the game of the week. I think the Eagles beat the Giants 27-7. If that score is correct, I've nailed the score. It seems so simple, but it's very difficult to do, almost like the lottery when you're circling these numbers, but they have to fall in the right order. So you have to pick the right team and have the right final score. If you do that, you win, among the things you'll get, a cell phone, movie tickets, also a bunch of dining gift certificates. So, you know, anything from Wendy's to Olive Garden to whatever. It's really, really good. And a couple of other surprises in that prize pack as well. I'm excited about it. I hope somebody does nail the score. I'm always pulling for the people to win. So we have a whole season in front of us. Now, this is the note that's interesting around the United States, not just in Philadelphia, by the way. The number 7 Michael Vick jersey is selling like you wouldn't believe. Number 4, if you go to NFLShop.com. This is a guy who can't even play for the first 6 weeks. But already the NFL apparently is making money off of his back. How about that? I think that's very interesting. Number 1 on the list is Brett Flip-Flop Favre. His Vikings jersey is number 1, the number 1 seller. How about that? Crazy. Controversy sells, baby. Don't we know it? I say it all the time here on America Tonight. Ask Glenn Beck about it. He can tell you all about controversy. I'll fill you in on that scoop a little bit later on America Tonight. In fact, if you stay tuned for another hour, I will definitely be doing that. So on the political front across the nation, health care, of course, is the big debate. We mentioned that already. And the fact that the president is going to give the speech next week. And the Massachusetts governor is actually backing an interim successor to Senator Ted Kennedy. It was just the other day that Deval Patrick said that he was going to go the route of putting somebody there in the interim and then holding the special election January 19th, but have somebody that will fill in the meantime because there's just too many important things going on in Washington. Well, apparently, not everybody liked that idea, and the governor has been overwhelmed with emails, some of them pretty nasty. Some, of course, supporting the idea, because you got to look at it this way. This is strategy, and the strategy is this. Kennedy's death leaves the Democrats short of their 60th vote in a 100-seat Senate. So they want to be able to overcome a possible filibuster by the Republicans, you know, a procedural block, as they call it, to things like the health care proposals, whatever ultimately it's going to be called. It's really health insurance reform, I guess. I don't know. They'll call it health care reform. But anyway, that's the key. So he's playing with the team, and this is, I'm not going to tread over old ground, but just keep in mind that when a Republican was the governor and wanted to do the same thing, oh, they shot that down in 2 seconds. You can't do that. It's against the law. That's ridiculous. Favoritism, blah, blah, blah. And now they're pulling the same play. They're pulling the same play out. And it didn't happen when Mitt Romney was governor. And they went instead with the, if we have to go with the special election, we'll do that. So in other words, if John Kerry had been elected president, that's what would have happened there. Follow me? So, turnabout is fair play, I guess, right? You weren't going to allow that to happen the first time around. However, I think even though there are so many emails pouring in, ultimately, you know, this governor's going to do what he wants. He's going to fill that seat. That's going to happen. And it'll be interesting to see actually who ends up stepping in there. It's going to be a Democrat, but who it is, because there have already been people that have stepped out of the shadows and said that they are not interested, including Ted Kennedy's wife and his nephew as well, Joseph Kennedy, who said he's not interested either. All right, here's something else that's happening across the nation that would affect people that were affected by Madoff. How about this? I happened to see this on one of the primetime news shows when I was flipping around, and it might have been CBS. I think that they got the scoop that the court-appointed trustee who's actually overseeing the Madoff case is going to push the ante a little bit further. They're going to go after the sons. Yeah. So you got these two Madoffs, Mark and Andrew Madoff, because they ran the trading division. They're going to hold them accountable. What they're going to do is they're going to go after them for $50 million, maybe even, I guess that would include $30 million in loans to the sons. And they're not being accused of doing anything wrong. Instead, what's going to happen here civilly, if they win the case, is they're trying to get the money back to give to the people, to recapture some of the money that was diverted in this Ponzi scheme stuff. So try to get it back for the benefit of the people who, you know, the creditors who find themselves so underwater still as a result of what he did, because it's all about getting the money. At this point, you know, Madoff goes away for the rest of his life. He's in jail doing whatever he's doing. So now people want their money back. They want the government to get as much money back as they can. So they're going to go after every asset that Madoff ever gave to any member of his family. Any member. So naturally, a statement is released. A lawyer for the two brothers. They said they had no knowledge of the fraud, that they were the ones who turned their father in, that they cooperate with the authorities, blah, 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 blah. And naturally, they're being stalked by the media in L.A. and just saying, we have no comments. However, they've got big homes. They've got lots of money in cash, millions. In fact, one of them, I think, has $6.5 million that they know of. And money was transferred to him from the bank account of Bernie Madoff investment securities. So I got to think that they're going to go after these guys fast and hard, big time. There's really nowhere for them to hide on this one. Daddy did wrong, so you're going to pay for the sins, whether you knew or didn't know about what he was really doing. I mean, that's always the question, too, right? Hey, you can always send me an email. How do you do that? Just go to americatonight.net.
Roses are red, violets are flowers. I can keep going for hours and hours.